Senior Story, The Potter's Climb, Chapter 5, A Fine Work of Art. Evita had also been hard at work the last 2 months. Dozens of attempts at making a decent pot were tossed back into the bucket after being examined by the master. "Place your right hand in this position," he might say, or "spin the wheel faster while you hold your hand steady." Each day, Evita gained a little bit of wisdom from Saint-Pierre, who patiently instructed her through every movement. Finally, the day arrived when he sat quietly beside her, watching as she went through the motions he had taught her until she stopped the wheel. His keen eyes examined every inch of her work. "Evita," he announced, without taking his gaze off the pot, "this is a fine work of art." She sprang from her stool and wrapped her arms around the old man's waist, squeezing with all her might. "I did it!" she yelled. It was a moment she would never forget, well earned through hours of perseverance. Kisma heard the commotion from outside as she was returning from the village. "Look what I made!" came the joyful shout from Evita as she pointed to her prized pot. "Oh," said Kisma, with a look of concern. "Well, I just sold 13 planters today, and I have orders for 15 more. I better get busy." As she sauntered over to her corner of the workshop, she glared at Evita's perfectly formed pot. All joy from the day drained from her. Later. "How high did you climb?" asked Evita as she sat on the reed mat listening to Master Saint-Pierre tell of his journeys up and down Mount Amec.
"Not high enough."
He stared out the little hut's window toward the third peak and remained silent until Evita interrupted. "Did your father climb very high?"
"No,"
he said, returning his attention to the inquisitive young girl.
"He only made it to the second peak. The third precipice was too steep, and when he slipped, he tore a tendon in his right arm, rendering it useless for climbing. But he described what he had seen before he had fallen and urged me to seek the higher altitudes. Those unexplored depths of the lakes would surely yield the finest, most magnificent colors of clay in deep hidden pools."
Evita had finally mastered the first phase of her training and had a nice collection of earthenware vessels, which she displayed on the shelf above her workspace. Visitors now spent time in both corners of the workshop, admiring the girl's handiwork. But Evita paid little attention. She had her sights on higher things.